This is WSKG News. Some state lawmakers in New York say storm recovery was hampered by an inaccurate weather forecast that wasted precious time and resources. Payne Horning reports from the Mohawk Valley.
As the snow started falling across New York on Tuesday, Governor Andrew Cuomo and a large amount of the state's plows and personnel were on the ground in New York City, where the worst of the storm was expected. But the next day, they found themselves in Oneida County, where as much as 40 inches of snow shut down roads in cities like Utica. Some lawmakers, including Cuomo, are now criticizing the National Weather Service for their incorrect prediction.
I'm not going to say the forecast was wrong, because I said that once, that the forecast was wrong, and I was bombarded with letters from angry weather forecasters from all across the United States saying, how dare I say the forecast was wrong. But since I don't learn, let me just say the forecast was not correct.
Utica Area Assemblyman Anthony Brindisi says the National Weather Service knew as early as Monday that New York City would not bear the brunt of the storm, but no one was alerted. In a statement, the National Weather Service said their forecast did start shifting Monday, but they opted to keep their warnings the same because of uncertainty and to ensure continued vigilance. Brindisi says the residents of his district and others in the Mohawk Valley ultimately paid the price for that decision.
This event is going to cost hundreds of thousands of dollars in overtime costs and other resources that were not budgeted for, and there needs to be an accurate assessment and account of the monies that municipalities have had to expend to keep up with the snow removal efforts.
Brindisi and Binghamton Assemblywoman Donna Lupardo are now asking the state for financial assistance. They want the state to pay for the additional costs local governments incurred during the storm for overtime and any damages to municipal buildings. When asked about picking up the local tab in Rome, Cuomo said they could apply for federal assistance, but he doubts this weather event would qualify. For WSKG News, I'm Payne Horning.